Let's have some poetry. Here's Jim Reese with Thunder and Lightning.
It's tourney time, and my daughter Willow has just scored her second run this season. The inning's mercy rule follows. Team Thunder hits the field as I strap the catcher's gear onto one of the unlucky players. She's already drenched. It's 90 degrees, muggy as all get out, a storm brewing. My wife is in the stands, making faces at me, which is always a good sign. And our other daughter, Paige, is chasing ground squirrels with the other kids, too young to play. I'm helping coach and keep score with two other fathers as the girls open up their first can of whoop-ass against the opposing team. We fetching or catching here, girls, the 8-year-old third baseman hollers. In 1, 2, 3, we are back to the top of our lineup, and the chatter begins. Can you turn around like Michael Jackson, break down like Britney Spears, shake it off like salt and pepper? No, you can't. With cheeks full of sunflower seeds, these girls are starting to gel. How beautiful it is to see them come together as a team, discovering the beauty of the game before it's ruined by adults. And tonight, after ice cream, I water the red maple, the first tree we've ever planted. The girls run and chase fireflies. When they catch one, they can't help but hold it hostage and pull its wings. I just can't stand to see it suffer, Willow says. She grabs the hose and begins drowning the thing. Soon enough, they are off for a new adventure. As I watch my new, as-seen-on-TV pocket hose ravel itself into a ball, I catch a glimpse of what's left of the firefly, its cold light smeared on cement, and I hear, on this particularly quiet night, the flurry of small wings ascending.
South Dakota poet Jim Reese reading Thunder and Lightning.